Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on KQWC for this Friday morning, this fourth day of April. Pat Powers here is our weekly visit with our Iowa State Representative, Shannon Latham from Sheffield. And Shannon, very good day to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, glad to have you along here today. I think the big story this week was that bill that was signed by Governor Reynolds regarding no use of cell phones when driving, and there was a contingent from all over the state attending that signing ceremony with the governor.
Yes, so we passed the distracted driving bill, and she signed it into law right away. And Iowa now joined 30 other states in banning handheld cell phones while driving. So we did have a ban against texting and driving. It was hard to enforce. And so this bill just makes it easier to enforce and hopefully also makes it more effective so that we can save lives.
Indeed. I think there's about 15, 20 people attending that event from all over the state because it is a very serious issue. I know there was one accident that occurred in nearby Webster County. The family was there. So it's a very serious problem. And this week, the governor put some teeth into that. That bill was officially signed and will go into effect on July 1st, I believe.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the other key issues going on this week. What did you all cover there in Des Moines there, Shannon?
Yes, it was an interesting week because it was the second legislative funnel. We did not have any floor debate this week. And the reason for that is any bill that originated in the Iowa House would have to pass through a committee, well, a subcommittee and a committee in the Iowa Senate in order to stay alive, with the exception of ways and means appropriations. So, you know, they're not subject to that funnel deadline. So there was really no point in having debate this week. Instead, our focus was on holding subcommittees and committees so that we could get Senate bills, you know, give them some consideration and help them survive that second funnel. So committees met this week. We hadn't met for a couple of weeks. And so I was in the Economic Growth and Technology Committee where we passed Senate File 146. That was an interesting bill because it relates to the use or creation of bots to purchase event tickets. So there's, you know, this new technology where it impersonates people or replicates human activity on the internet. So this bill says that a person shall not use or create a bot to purchase tickets in excess of the posted limit. So hopefully this will make it easier for Iowans to have access to tickets at affordable prices as well. So that bill went ahead and passed unanimously through the Economic Growth and Technology Committee this week. And then I was happy to see that one of the bills that I introduced at the request of the constituent, House File 573, made it through subcommittee and committee in the Senate, so that one stays alive. And and then I know education and agriculture committees passed several bills this week as well.
Mm-hmm. I understand yesterday there was a discussion in the Senate, I know that's out of your territory, but about getting some unemployment benefits because we've had some recent layoffs there in Amana, Decorah, and Dubuque. Now I hear that another ag firm in Des Moines is letting go in the future, and this may be coming up next week, I believe, in the Iowa House there, if I'm correct on that, Shannon.
Yeah, so I actually wasn't in Des Moines yesterday, and mm-hmm. so I had to come back to the district. So I'm sure that I'll learn more about that on Monday. I also believe that next week will be focusing also on SSA and getting that passed, hopefully. The House and the Senate had been in an impasse on state supplemental aid for schools. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to getting that bill passed so that our schools can have certainty in their budgets for the year ahead. And then next week, I know we'll also be turning more attention to our budgeting process.
So that's coming this next week. And as we're doing this interview this morning, you're heading towards Mason City for a program at a facility for in ethanol, I believe.
Yeah, biodiesel production facility. So looking forward to learning more about that because it's a really important industry to our state. And so I'll be meeting up with legislators from North Iowa Bear here in just a couple of hours.
And I think that one of the subjects they covered will probably be covered today in your visit will be what to do with there was the discussion this week with Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, and she appeared at a number of sites with the U.S. lawmakers there at various sites around the state.
Yeah, so it's really exciting. I mean, we're obviously one of the leaders in agriculture across the nation. In fact, so she got here, you know, really early in her administration. I was at the Ag Leaders Dinner on Monday evening, and she spoke there. And then last night, Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Maig attended an event in Franklin County here in Hampton, and he also talked about how great it was to have U.S. Secretary Rollins visit our state and talked a little bit about some of the places that he had gone with her.
What about tariffs? Did they also talk about that there too, there, Shannon?
Yeah, so briefly, Terry Steele talked about, and Secretary Rollins just said, look, President Trump has the backs of U.S. farmers, and he's going to help them get what's fair. So there just wasn't a lot of detail in the meeting the other night, but I think that's the message that also Secretary Maig gave last night as well, is that President Trump has the backs of U.S. farmers.
All right, so that was discussed this week. But again, another busy week next week. Talk about unemployment benefits and what else will be coming down the road next week.
Yeah, so I believe that we'll hear more about the budget. Hopefully we'll get our budget targets here soon. And then probably more discussions as well on property tax reform. And then hopefully we'll see the passage really soon of the state supplemental aid where schools can advance their budget-making process or at least proceed to some certainty.
And just a reminder, too, that you'll be joined by Dennis Guth coming up on April the 19th, which is about 2 weeks. You'll have another legislative town hall meeting, and that'll be held at the Chelmsvig Building at Iowa Central Community College here in Webster City. So if people have any questions, be sure to attend that meeting coming up on April 19th.
Yeah, that's right. So we are scheduled to, if we end on time, we're scheduled to end session on May 2nd. So that will be the last opportunity for a public forum, and then we'll have a better idea, I think, of legislation that will make it through or get to the finish line for this legislative session.
So you're saying May 2nd is the tentative final date for the legislature?
That's the last thing to get paid.
All right, we'll wait and see on that. But Shannon Latham, we appreciate the time this morning, and have yourself a great weekend.
All right, thanks so much, Pat.